comrades, I am about to embark on an exhibition of severe magnitude. I have decided that Vulcan is to be placed in charge during my voyage. I am going to explore the world on a mission to be rid of the jackpot money that I won on Millionaire. Mr. Dodd, come up to the podium and take the stand. I assign you, Mr. Dodge, in charge of this Iraqi branch of my empire. But remember, a slip-up leads to a slit-up of your throat.
It would be an honour, sir. You can be sure of one thing. I won't get all corrupt with power and influence while you are around the world in 80 days. Oh, can someone straighten out my Zimmer frame?
You cause an uprising of these citizens and I will assassinate you personally from the crowd. You are injured thanks to the Rottweiler garden outside those BBC Weakest Link studios. I can't believe I have met anyone as stupid as you. You are therefore incapacitated and cannot accompany me on this epic journey. You will be in control of this part of the Iraqi Empire. Now, good day. Vulcan, you will accompany me as bodyguard on this round-the-world trip. Pack your bag. You have 5 minutes to pack.
I am your most humble servant, Saddam.
I see I have programmed you well.
Okay, Saddam, just one question. Oh, my back, it's like a rusty rake. What about the landmines I'm developing? Will this have to stop?
Well, actually, I'm taking some landmines with me. I'm going to plant them on my journey. In fact, I may use some to blow up the money, and perhaps some innocent civilians I come across in the way. So that's that. It's adios. I'm off around the world to dispose of this cash. Vulcan, fetch me my £900,000 sack. My first form of transport will be a hot air balloon. We're going up over the city of Baghdad.
Need I mention that I suffer vertigo, and I'm afraid of heights?
Quite frankly, Vulcan, I don't give a shit. You seem to manage all right on Metal Gear Solid.
I thought your PlayStation lid was kicked off. Over Baghdad Forest.
Okay, Vulcan, here we are, we're over Baghdad Forest. In fact, I recognise that field from the circus. Make the drop.
You are dropping 20,000 over the trees?
Yes, and I'm setting fire to the bag as it drops.
There it goes.
I can see comrades near a tent scrambling like ants for the money. But little do they know, all they're going to get is ashes.
Yes, you have more poor people in your empire than you ever had in the democracies.
Yes, we're headed out of Iraq. Down first stop to Saudi Arabia. It's sandstorm season there.
I think we are over Riyadh now.
Yes, I plan to let a bag of money go in a sandstorm. Notes will blow all over sheikhs' faces and the money will be buried in the sand forever.
We can't land in this sandstorm. Our faces will be gritted away.
I don't care if you have to eat sand, just get down there.
How much are you disposing?
I've thrown 50,000 CDs out of the window in the sandstorm.
But it might get stuck in a camel's throat.
Who am I, Mr. Empathy? I plan to visit Riyadh here in Saudi Arabia, or should I say Saudi Iraqi Emirates.
That looks like a crowd to welcome you, Saddam.
Who the hell is that? It's an air balloon.
Let's form into a mob and pop it.
We're the free ambassador.
Who the fuck has landed in my city? Shoot that balloon. Fire at will. Citizens, citizens, do not fear. It's just your world leader out on a global adventure. I am friendly, sort of, and I bring peace. But if you pop my balloon, I will disconnect your windpipes and cut off the power to your life supports. So back away in fear. This is insolence. How dare you enter this land, even if every grain of sand is yours. This is my lunch house, I can't eat. Fuck off! You are swearing in front of women and children. How could you? They're an impressionable audience. And you seem to be a little imbecilic. I will swear if I fucking like, because this is the culture of this land. Even from a young age, I remember being in school. Swearing was taught in class, even in nursery rhymes. It's Jack and Jill went up the fucking hill and ran down and robbed someone's till. You can use your last words as a swear word if you like, as you wince in fear in front of this accurately aimed Iraqi pistol at your forehead. What? Get out of Saudi Arabia! I'm going to raise Riyadh to the ground! With fire! Say sayonara. Lights out. I'm running! Running for our life! Okay, Vulcan. We're getting out of here. set the compass on Egypt. I have money to bury.
In Egypt? Welcome, and thank you all for visiting the pyramids. Before you is an ancient wonder covering potentially thousands of years of history. Hey you! You can't go through there!
Eat my shit.
Come back, or I'll chase you with a pitchfork!
Okay, Vulcan, we need to explore these tombs and find the deepest part of the structure.
What are you planning?
I am going to mummify the money. Have you brought sellotape?
I am finding it difficult to navigate this labyrinth. Those ancient Egyptians seem to have designed this to piss people off.
Yes, that, and get lost forever.
The air is stale here too. I deduce that we are several hundred meters below sea level.
Iraqi yards, you mean? Convert to metric in your thick head, or I might just have to let you attend my metric head indoctrination class.
It's a dead end. I dropped my torch. We could be in the dark for eternity.
I think this is it. Set fire to one of my bags. That'll give some light. That is it. That mummy there. Unravel it.
But, sir, it's 3,000 years old. I'll have to rip it.
I can't believe it was a mummified cat. Okay, place that 100,000 on the floor and wrap it up.
But it's lost its stickiness.
Not to fear, I've brought super glue and also double-sided masking tape.
How about stapling the money to the wall? I will mummify this check.
Give me the fucking stapler. God damn it, I can't staple it. I can't seem to preserve the cash in time. And these bandages won't come away.
I have some small explosives which may blast it apart.
Okay, do it and stand well back.
I banged my head into a wall.
Yes, I forgot we were in a passageway.
I hate to inform you of this, Saddam, but I've set it off. We've got 5 seconds.
Well, don't just stand there. Run! Fucking run!
And now, see the most ancient of the pyramids of ancient Egypt. What the... holy shit! Part of the pyramid is missing! Ancient Egypt's history is destroyed forever! Oh my world!
Everyone, it seems to be raining money. Everyone, grab what you can!
The pyramid is ruined! Ancient history is in ruins!
Vulcan, are you still sentient?
I am afraid the blast was a little too severe.
We are outside. You have ripped the heart out of the pyramid.
Yes, you've turned ancient history into a wreck. Most of the pyramids have been blown out.
Well, at least there's two left. Let's clear off. We'll go to the Serengeti.
How on earth can you destroy the money there?
Oh, just wait and see. I am meeting Attenborough, who is filming a new wildlife series there.
In the Serengeti?
Hello and welcome. I'm David Attenborough, who will be guiding you through 12 episodes of Mother Nature Captured in the Essence, filmed right in the heart of Africa. This could be described as one of the wildest places on Earth. Survival of the fittest couldn't even begin to describe daily life here. Simon, stop the roll. Who's that on the set? Some disgruntled tourist?
For your information, I am Saddam Hussein. I'm sharing this jungle paradise, so move over. Is this the Serengeti?
Yes, for the next 2,000 miles in every direction. I have a bone to pick with you. You've cocked up the BBC series we are filming. We had a shot of a very rare mammal, whom you have scared off with your aeroplane with no exhaust. It was at least a 1 in 5,000 chance.
I don't care. Next, we have money to destroy. And also, you're making a series for iBBC. You see, I have a problem. You see, I won $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. The problem is, I've already got $994 million. So this is just getting on my nerves. I would have planted the heart of it in a nuclear bomb if it wouldn't have destroyed my empire. I have to ask, are you filming wildebeest today?
You are in luck, actually. We are filming lionesses' hunting rituals.
Okay, I will lampoon a wildebeest and embed £100,000 in its carcass. Then the lions will savage the money.
Ah, good morning.
and welcome to the Egyptian-British Embassy. Courteous greetings to you.
Good morning. I am Chris Tarrant, representing ITV Broadcasting from the UK, and we are searching for a stolen suitcase of £1 million.
Now that wouldn't be Saddam's loot from Who Wants a Millionaire by chance.
Well, yes, the money would have been his to keep, if there hadn't been forgeries on his application form of the show. He would have been free to do the goddamn he likes with the cash, even if that means putting it in an extinct volcano that's about to become unextinct.
He'd be pretty brain dead to do that. Well, he is anyway. Anyway, in Egypt, destroying money is a felony, even if it's disgusting foreign currency. All the police forces of Egypt and armies away from the drug problems of Cairo. But I regret to inform you, he's left the country. The rumour has it that he's littering the jungles of the Serengeti with the money.
Okay then. Well, Team ITV is filming a wildlife documentary, only this time it won't be called Survival. It will be called The Savage Hunt.
Oh, I'm sorry, we couldn't help you, Father. But since we can't, please get out of Egypt within 24 hours or we'll have no choice but to commit you to hard labour.
I can't believe I'm getting away with this. Just earlier today, I walked into an African village and tied £50,000 to a tree they were using for a fire-making ritual. They can't even afford clean water. I myself pissed near their drinking fountain, and still they made me a god.
You talk a lot of shit.
Exceedingly sorry to disturb you, but they have been informed by the villagers that you were staying for.
Yes, it's a regular family holder.
These parts are treacherous. Nearly every square foot of land has thick undergrowth and a canopy of trees that almost block out sunlight for all eternity. Someone of your type, used the desert and wide open spaces, could surely employ the services of a guide.
Well, I am used to open spaces, all right. Even cities have become pretty desolate after a chemical bomb has gone off in them.
Well, I am hired.
What kind of convincing argument is that for me to hire you as a guide? Who the hell are you? You could be a spy from the rebellion against my empirehood.
Look at me. I'm practically wearing no clothes. Look at all these scratches. I've lived in a bush all of my life.
Well, I'll throw you back into the bush in pieces for you to decompose if you don't stop your insolence.
Okay, I have a real proposition for you that even you can't turn down. I know something. I have inside knowledge. I don't just know these jungles like the back of my hand. I know them like the back of a treasure map.
Okay, well, now maybe we can talk. If that is, you're not as fake as that lion standing in the bushes in a prowl position.
Hi-ya!
It was a lion. Now it is dead.
I think we'll be eating lion tonight.
You are freaking my head. Now pipe down, or I'll strap you to the top of the canopy.
You're freaking my head. Okay, let's talk. The treasure lies at least 30 miles east. Behind those mountains, you can see very faintly. The treasure is buried in the middle of a network of aces in the middle of the forest. These caves are extremely dangerous. The network stretches for almost 10 miles, and the Asian sacrifice rituals were held in the heart of them.
We just might hold another of them.
I'm offering you 10%.
Come again?
I will take 10% of the treasure.
I will take 100% of your life. What do you need us for? Why not just pay yourself?
Because I cannot possess the treasure. Materialism is the equivalent of hell for the local people. I would not be able to sustain the wealth with the life that I know. I just need 10% to move out of my bush in the jungle and get a mansion in Beverly Hills.
Whatever. We'll be setting off at dawn. Do you have an alarm clock?
We just get a special bird to grow down your ear. At a death-defying volume.
Next day in a Serengeti village. Who goes there?
Hello, yes. I am Chris Tarrant from ITV. We are on behalf of ITV Broadcasting and Salador Productions. We're here on the trail of stolen money.
We don't dig materialism. You Western foreigners are disgusting. Please leave before we make something of it.
Well, don't need to take that tone. Au contraire, I can see you have yet to make the acquaintance of NATO. Now please back off while we search the village, or else we'll be deploying planes with some seriously pissed off pilots on your ass.
Just wait till I get you on your own.
Jam it up my ass.
Next day with Saddam.
Saddam, it's 3:30 AM. Time to get up.
If you wake me up like this again, I'm going to give you a lead float and throw you in that lake.
I'd love to see you try. So, I got out lightly then.
Well, actually, no. I'm going to hold your head down the toilet until I feel better.
Or maybe this coffee would fix you.
Well, actually, yes, it does. Now let's get the fucking money.
Now we have just one more problem. We have to get past this forest and up this cliff.
Vulcan, what are you doing?
I just thought I'd help by stuffing some money in the tent and setting fire to it.
You fucking prick! My rucksack's in there!
Saddam, I'm afraid the strap is singed and the smoke coming out of the pocket.
Don't you think we might have needed the tent, you piece of shit?
The fucking sleeping bag is on fire! Put it out! Put it out!
Well, I did need a piss.
No more shenanigans. Let's get what remains of our belongings and hightail out of here. Now, what direction are we headed? Oh no, I forgot. My compass is burnt.
Back with Chris and Co.
I don't mean to alarm you, but who's that running towards me with a machete pointed at my heart?
Relax, it's just a crazy villager.
Oh well, I'll get back on my hammock.
Sir, I have news of Saddam. While standing at the eastern edge of our jungle territory, I saw smoke and followed its lead. I hid beneath the canopy and lo and behold, Saddam and crew. They seem to be attempting to destroy the evidence of the camp.
What weather should we be expecting?
50 degrees C, so you fry an egg on your head as usual.
You know what this means? It hasn't rained for the whole of the week since we got here. How dry is this forest? Well, we suffer famines regularly. There's even a famine season on TV. TV?
Yes, I have one. We all have one. See the satellite up that tree?
There's a pole on the tree. Can you show me this TV?
Yes, of course, sir.
This is Africa Network One. Interrupt this Amidale Marathon to bring you this urgent news flash. Fire! All citizens and tribes of the Arunani National Park are advised to leave their mud huts and piles of sticks they call homes and flee their forest immediately.
Back with Saddam's travelling posse.
Vulcan, are you sure you put the fire on it?
Yes, I emptied the chemical toilet out on it.
Why is it that I still smell smoke?
I'll get back to you on that.
Don't look at me.
The hill's on fire! Scramble!
Vulcan, you dipshit dork, you brainless idiot! The jungle's on fire!
Well, get to the top of the hill! Scramble, scramble! I need to look out and assess the situation.
All I can see is orange.
And black. The whole jungle's alight!
Wait, I have an idea. Give me that 50,000.
How could you think of just throwing money at a time like this? Vulcan, you're the genius! Got any rope, guide?
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Lasso it to the top of that tree where the flames are licking the bottom.
I have added a little touch. I have laced the bag with nitroglycerine. It reacts to sunlight. When flames touch it, there will be an earth-ripping explosion. The money won't just be burnt, it will be disintegrated.
Good plan, except for one thing.
Yes, Saddam. We are only half a mile from the tree.
Oh, the tree's catching. Shit, run, run.
Next, with Chris in a hospital.
Saddam, you're gonna pay for this if it's the last thing I do. Oh, doctor.
I'm afraid it's bad news. You'll never be able to crick your neck or shit straight again.
Damn jungle fire. Saddam, ooh, I'll track you down.
In South America?
Thank God we're now in Brazil. That Africa is an indignity to civilization.
Oh, well, at least you destroyed my homeland and wrecked the natural habitat which has existed for hundreds and thousands of years. What fate awaits Brazil, I ask?
If anything at all awaits it.
I had a colleague in South America. Then you may begin your next journey.
Good, you have been great. The best employee I've ever had. In fact, now fuck off out my sight.
You are loyal indeed. Will I ever be cast out?
Don't relax. You're such a screw-up that I might just screw you up for good. Earn your half point an hour and find me a hotel. We're going to Rio de Janeiro.
In a hotel, Rio de Janeiro?
Book me a room. I heard it's on the grapevine that Saddam will be checking in very soon, and I will be ready and waiting.
In Rio de Janeiro? What the hell are you doing, Saddam?
Oh, just throwing this widescreen out of this high-rise window.
Why are you doing that? I thought we were destroying money.
Because whenever a celebrity like me stays in a hotel, you're supposed to wreck it. I've an idea. Unscrew those golden taps.
Unscrewed? Okay, they are unscrewed, but now there's water blasting out into my face.
Well, good. Now put the taps on full, a mixture of the hot and cold. This plush ensuite will be ruined. Oh wait, Vulcan inspiration strikes.
What kind of mood do you call this?
We could destroy some more of the money here. Pass me that bedsheet. Now here's what I want you to do. Tear a hole in the mattress and insert £100,000. Stuff the notes completely inside it. Then, tape the hole back up with old chewing gum. Or use super glue if it won't hold. Then get this machete and slice the notes to ribbons along with the sheet.
I'm stuffing, but the mattress is getting fat. It's a silk mattress embedded with gold. It's worth a fortune.
But this machete is worth more. You see, it's from the Japanese samurai. Now slice! Oh, that's it. You can't tell which is sheet and which is money. This machete is cutting the sheet so fine it's turning to dust. Oh no, what's that clod there with notes sticking in it?
It's where I applied the super glue.
Well, cut it. We don't want to leave evidence. There's at least 20,000 there.
Oh no, the knife's stuck. I can't pull it out.
You imbecile. You imbecile, you pig fucker. You've superglued a machete onto a sliced mattress.
I'm a hotel clerk.
And that's supposed to mean something.
You, sir, are in a lot of trouble.
Oh, how much trouble is that, then?
Ooh, about $10,000 worth.
Let's say that we come to an understanding. Yeah, an understanding where I plant my fist in your gob.
I'm armed. You do understand that?
Understand this. I am Saddam Hussein, leader of the unfree world.
Oh, your royal highness, accept my humble apologies. Here is your samurai sword back.
Mind if I slice my name in the wallpaper?
Oh no, not at all.
Oops, sorry. Seem to have sliced through to next door. I must have hit the bed because there's a pillow on the end of it.
Well, be sure to enjoy your stay at the Hotel Rio de Janeiro and call me for your slightest whim.
Right now, I would like you to get out while I cut this floor.
Outside the hotel room?
That's a damn. What a fucking dickhead.
Back in the room later on. This movie is boring.
Yeah, Driving Miss Daisy. What else is on?
Well, there's Bridget Jones's Diary.
Vulcan, it's only 10 minutes into the movie and you're fiddling around. Stop poking your sword into the ceiling.
But I'm bored. My life's going nowhere. I mean, all I'm doing is travelling around the world on a madcap adventure and visiting every country in the world and watching a movie in plush South American hotel.
What's that rumbling?
It's the ceiling. The room's falling in on itself.
Welcome to RTV. We present to you a breaking news item. Late this afternoon, the Hotel Rio de Janeiro has completely collapsed. This cause is unknown, but there has been speculation that our leader, Saddam Hussein, has involvement, as he was seen entering the building with a samurai sword which is capable of cutting through galvanized steel.
Okay, Vulcan, we're heading out of this city. It's all getting too hot.
Well, the hotel is a ball of flames, after all. In the heart of the Amazon.
Okay, Vulcan, we need to go through some serious thinking. I've still got 500,000. This sack is weighing down on us. Now we need to come up with something that will destroy it all.
Well, use your imagination. All that nitroglycerine in your rucksack.
Wait, where do those pylons go?
They seem to be going towards the horizon. They may be leading to a substation which we could use for fireworks.
I like the cut of your jibe. Okay, let's follow the pylons and see where it leads.
Some while later. I would say that in all my expertise as an intelligence officer, that this is just a substation.
It looks kind of big for a substation. You sure that's not a nuclear test facility?
You have my word.
Okay, I'll use the forest as cover, because let's face it, we don't give a shit about the environment.
You've been selling ozone on eBay.
Okay, I'll break into the building and stuff the note into the circuitry while you, Vulcan, line nitroglycerin around the building. And when you have successfully deposited it, please return to the helicopter. Wait, on second thoughts, I'll line the glycerine myself. I hope this isn't dangerous.
Not at all, Saddam. It's just a substation to power farms and windmills.
Okay, now scram, give me the bag. Vulcan, you've been storing nitroglycerine in a lunchbox. I'm going in.
Inside the substation?
I'll be connecting the red thing to the blue thing, the yellow thing to the...
The substation goes up or out. They later find pieces of it on the moon. Then there is a dust cloud of post-apocalyptic proportions. A nuclear test center launches so high in the air that it's in orbit. It was a facility that made plutonium chocolate bars to dupe world leaders. Is this the end of Saddam? Stay tuned for the next episode of the Madness Saga.